sustained. If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
Okay, we will proceed, and welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today. This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice, nor will it ever. Good day to you. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, better known as Witness Number One, and show producer Rick Snyder, Witness Number Two, and you are Witness Number Three. This is the place where the coolest legal minds gather for the latest in legal news, time-saving tips, along with the latest community event information. Our mission is educating those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. Have you ever selected legal representation from the Association of Lunch Lawyers? Make the wrong selection and you're headed towards food poisoning. If you're seeking expert legal representation, now is the best time to contact the good folks at the Robes Law Group with offices in Delray Beach and throughout Palm Beach County. Call right now. The number is 561-570-5700, or you may check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Let them know you're looking for someone with real life experience. Their professional staff has the knowledge you need. And again, the phone number for the Robes Law Group is 561-570-5700. Well, coming up on today's show, Luke Sherlock is here. He's a real estate attorney with a lot to say. Sell or sleep on. Phone lines are open. And if you're ready to make that call, get your questions ready. Then Rick Snyder checks in with all the latest legal news, including a look at illegal street racing with the popo, ruling from the bench or binging on the rules. That's coming right up. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, today we'll focus on things that make you go, or a way to stop robocalls. That's coming up right after the news. And cyberphobia. In 35 minutes, we will receive a virus blocker. Cyberphobia, don't be afraid to look that up. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest legal headlines, brought to you by the Robes Law Group, your approved legal brain trust. Here with today's headlines, our consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder. How you doing, Rick?
Want to bet?
Yeah.
At the stadium? Oh. While the game is in progress, well, you may be able to legally bet on sports if this bill goes through in Florida. Want a drag race? Make sure your chosen opponent is not an officer of the law in a hot Dodge.
Ooh.
He'll be right on you. And the third, I like this one. Alexa, did he do it? Smart device could be a witness in a suspicious Florida death.
Ooh.
Those are our headlines, Alan.
Alexa, ooh, thank you very much. When we return, Luke Sherlock, real estate attorney extraordinaire. He knows more about the art of the deal than the guy that wrote the book, but better. Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group is your Palm Beach County personal injury lawyer. Unlike other law firms, we try to help before you suffer an accident. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help you all day, all night, all week, just a click away. Or call 561-570-5700.
Okay, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, here to let you know that no one knows when an accident is going to happen. They just happen. So the best time to learn about what to do or not to do is before the accident, not after. That's just common sense. What you say at the scene of an accident in some cases could determine the outcome of your settlement. That's why the Robes Law Group created their Legal Advice Workshop. The next meeting is December the 18th at their Delray Beach location. The program begins at 6 p.m. and continues for 30 minutes with a question and answer period following that. Robes chips in the snacks, no pun intended. Remember, when you leave their workshop, you'll have all the knowledge you need to handle yourself as a professional at the scene of an accident. You need to know your rights, folks. So for additional information, call the Robes Law Group at 561-570-5700.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
All right, our first guest has been practicing law in Florida for 17 years and has been involved in over $1 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in real estate transaction. He has significant experience in structuring, negotiating, and closing multi-million dollar residential and commercial real estate transaction. He is the manager of the Sherlock Law Firm in Boca Raton, Luke Sherlock. Welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today.
Thank you, Alan. Great to be here. And yeah. Let me start out by saying thank you to Tom Robes and the folks at the Robes Law Group. I've known Tom a long time.
Yep. Good folks.
Fantastic attorney.
Good.
One of the best in the area and certainly my go-to guy anytime I have a personal injury issue.
He didn't pay you to say that, did he?
He did not.
Okay.
He did not.
Just a disclaimer. Wow, you were a former civil litigator.
I was, correct.
Man, that's you must have been hitting the books pretty hard to get there, right?
I think everybody hits the books hard when you're training to become a lawyer and even when you first start out. But I definitely started out thinking I was going to go one direction in the way of commercial litigation. And as the low guy on the totem pole at a mid-sized firm in Tampa, a real estate closing file landed on my desk. Nobody else knew how to handle it. So I out of the box, handled a $14 million commercial transaction as a baby attorney.
Wow.
You know, 2 years out of law school.
Right.
And that's when the bug bit, the real estate bug, and I've been doing it ever since.
So that's what got you toward, I mean, there's so many different areas of the law that you could get into. Real estate, you got to have a place to live. Everybody needs to buy a house. So I guess that's where you went, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, what drew me to real estate is the deal itself. It's a lot of fun figuring out how to bring a deal together, bring parties together, because ultimately we're all after the same thing. Somebody wants to sell something, another party wants to buy something, and we're trying to make it all work where everybody's happy.
That's the trick.
that is sometimes the trick. Yes.
Keeping everybody happy. So you're also title insurance. So you're involved in all areas of.
I wear several hats as an attorney. One would be my real estate attorney hat. The other would be my title agent hat. And I also happen to be a licensed real estate agent, a realtor as well.
Wow. When you say been there, done that, you really mean it. Yeah. Well, you know, most people when they're buying a home or a real estate, no one thinks about, well, I better go get my attorney. What they say is I better go get my real estate agent. Why do I need a real estate attorney?
Well, it's interesting. There are a lot of reasons for wanting to hire a real estate attorney. First, buying a home is typically the biggest investment that a person is going to make.
Sure.
The average person is going to buy 4 houses in their lifetime. So they really don't get the experience that's needed to properly represent themselves in a deal. Unless they're doing this on a regular basis and they understand what they're looking for, no two closings are alike. And they all come with their own unique set of challenges. The process is very complicated. It has a lot of moving parts. And frankly, for the average person, they simply do not have the experience needed
to deal with it. Would they want to, right? I mean, I just want to buy the house. It's the old story. I don't want to know how the watch works. I just want to know what time it is.
There's a story I like to tell, which is, a mom and her daughter break down on the side of the highway. They call the tow truck company. They send out a mechanic. The mechanic spends 5 minutes under the hood, gets the car running again, and hands the woman a bill for $500. And the woman says, $500? You were only under my hood for 5 minutes. Well, the cost isn't the time that I spent. The cost is knowing which screw to turn.
Exactly.
And I know exactly which screw to turn.
Exactly. It's called experience, right?
you hit the nail on the head. And the other thing about it that I think a lot of folks don't realize is for a residential real estate transaction, the cost of an attorney is usually very reasonable. It's, for me personally, I charge a flat rate based on the cost of the property. So at the end of the day, my clients typically end up paying me $500 to $900 once you factor in their savings from not having to pay either all or part of the settlement fee that's going to be charged by the closing agent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And additionally, there are other numbers that come into play too on the settlement statement that I'm typically able to negotiate numbers down.
Well, anything under $1,000 that gives you peace of mind has to be worth it.
You know, when you're buying a $500,000 house, which is, you know, the going
exactly.
The going prices these days. it's, you know, to spend a few hundred dollars for peace of mind seems to make sense to me. The problem is I think a lot of real estate agents don't like having attorneys involved in their deals because they like to refer to us as deal killers. I think from the standpoint of either a buyer or a seller, what you have to realize is where is that person's motivations coming from? Okay. The real estate agent, they don't represent you.
Right.
They almost all work exclusively as transaction brokers. So they don't have an obligation to represent you at all. And they're going to tell you, oh, I'll take care of you and everything's fine and whatnot. However,
read the small print.
You know, they're not experts in title insurance, in closing documents, in settlement statements. Okay. They haven't handled the volume of closings that real estate attorneys like myself have handled. And once a client hires me, I'm there for them and them only. And
right.
It doesn't matter to me what anybody else is saying. I'm not making commission. They're paying me a flat rate. So it doesn't matter to me whether the deal goes through or doesn't go through.
Right.
My concern is my client protected? Is my client getting what they bargained for in this deal? Is title clean? Are there people putting documents in front of my clients that they ought not to be signing? Mm-hmm. And I see that happen a lot.
That's a good point. Are there many different types of real estate attorneys, or you're the only type there is? I mean, how's that?
No, the term real estate attorney covers a lot of different areas. You've got real estate litigators. You've got folks that are finance mortgage type attorneys that work for the banks, right?
Right.
You've got land use and zoning attorneys. You have community association attorneys, landlord tenant, attorneys that deal with taxes. And then there's what I do, which is specialize in the real estate transaction. I help people buy and sell dirt. And as you mentioned earlier,
yeah, exactly.
Dirt affects every facet of our lives.
Sure.
Every time you take a step, you're standing on property that's owned or leased by someone.
Right.
Okay. And so
dirt.
Your good real estate attorney is going to have a command not just of the real estate laws and the transactions, but they're going to know a lot of other areas as well, because there's a lot of areas that impact the real estate transaction. So there's survey, there's title insurance, there's mortgages and notes, promissory notes. There's also community association issues in a lot of transactions these days. Sometimes
condo commandos,
you know,
right?
Sometimes
you watch out for them.
You know, you're buying a property with a tenant there, so we've got landlord tenant issues. There's lien rights that come into play, homestead laws, family law comes into play. Let's say a couple's getting a divorce, right? How are we going to deal with the real estate? Okay, I have the experience to deal with that stuff. And probably the biggest one that comes up the most often is estate and probate. You know,
mm-hmm.
People pass away and the beneficiaries are left to deal with the real estate. And that's something that, I've got the experience to deal with.
So you're like a closing attorney, right?
Correct. Yeah. I help people with the actual buying and selling of their real estate.
I want to hold your hand. Okay.
Yeah,
of course.
A lot of times it is. You know, it's funny. The hand holding's the easy part. You know, we do so much work building up to the closing. You know, a lot of times it's not till I sit down at the closing table and I hold their hand, but at that point all the work's done.
Yeah, exactly.
From my standpoint.
But again, making the right choice, that's where the experience comes in. What's the biggest mistake you see people make when they're going through their closings there?
There's two of them. It typically begins at the beginning of the deal. One of them is the DIY mindset that's very prevalent today, that I can do it myself and I don't need an attorney and I'll save the $1,000 or whatever it's going to cost me. And the other one is what we touched on earlier, which is the real estate agent or the mortgage broker or somebody else who's involved in the transaction who's saying, hey, you don't need an attorney, okay?
Yeah.
And when people listen to that, and especially when it comes from somebody they've built trust with, they believe them. And I've seen these situations go sideways more times than I can count.
Yeah.
Where people who, you know, should have called me first.
Right.
And said, hey, I'm buying this property. I'm going to need representation. Help me negotiate the contract, et cetera, et cetera. Come to me after the fact and ask me to clean up messes that are sometimes impossible to clean up. So I'll give you an example. I have a good friend of mine who her and her daughter were out shopping for a house. And we had talked about this months and months prior. However, they found a real estate agent on the internet, somebody they didn't even know. Went out when shopping, went and got under contract. And what ended up happening was the real estate agent didn't give them enough time to sell the house they currently owned, which was a requirement
right.
for us to close on the new house. So by the time it got to me and I realized these dates weren't going to work in the transaction, it was a lot of work to unwind that. And that real estate agent was a complete disaster in that deal, not just for that issue, for several others. And I can tell you a really long story about it. But at the end of the day, I ended up having to tell the real estate agent she needed to take a back seat so she can earn her commission and not keep messing this deal up.
How'd she take that?
she took it like a professional.
And that's what gets you.
She knew the deal was going sideways. She wasn't going to be able to save it. And so that, that's where I came in and helped, talk to the seller's agent and started negotiating what we needed to negotiate. And we ended up not only fixing that issue, getting my friend with a mortgage broker that knew what they were doing and could get us to a closing, but also getting a purchase price reduction and getting a real estate commission reduction.
Well, it's always good to be the smartest guy in the room.
I don't know if it's the smartest guy. I think maybe the most experienced guy would be a better way of putting that.
Well, man, that fits that. How quick can you close a cash deal? Does that make any difference? I know sometimes when you're buying a home, it's the seller loves to see that guy with cash because they know it's coming, it's right now, and it's done.
Cash deals are the best.
yeah, absolutely. But
there's a lot less doubt involved in a cash deal. With institutional financing, you're always dealing with the lender and the underwriter, and the banks with the regulations that came into effect a few years ago. A lot of banks are still figuring those things out, and they come they don't get the underwriting done until almost the last minute every time.
Right.
And a lot of times the financing contingency on the contracts have already expired. But getting back to your question, we can get a cash deal done in about 10 business days because we don't have to wait for the institutional lender or any other lender for that matter. So it's really just a matter of getting the searches done that we need, preparing the closing documents, and sitting down and having a closing. And once you throw the lenders into the mix, it's a lot more involved.
Well, it's always better to do cash, and at least the seller likes it that way because they know it's coming. But don't they do like pre-approved financing now?
They do handle pre-approvals. They have what's called the desktop underwriter. However, that's based solely on what the borrower is telling them and not on any actual formal underwriting by somebody at a bank who does that for a living.
Right.
It gives us a sense of whether we think these folks are qualified, but whether they're actually qualified, we don't find that out till later in the deal, which is why we typically have a financing contingency in place to give the bank the time to do that and not put the buyer's deposit at risk.
That's great. Have a question about real estate law? Call the Rose Law Group right now, 561-570-5700. Call right now and talk to Luke if you like, 561-570-5700. After the break, the great Luke Sherlock is going to be with us. And I asked him once, I said, wasn't it Will Rogers that said the minute you read something that you can't understand, you can almost be sure it was drawn up by a lawyer? Pretty sure that Will Rogers said that.
If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, What will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group, your small-town personal injury lawyer with offices throughout Palm Beach County, is here to help you before you suffer an accident or injury. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help all day, all night, and all week. Just a click away or call 561-570-5700.
Coming up on the second half of the show, Luke Sherlock is still with us, and he will explain how real estate law protects us from the scammers. Then our show producer has a way to stop robocalls. I think it's performed by a robot. I'm not sure, but Hammer the Scammer subject is coming right up. But right now, it's time for all the news that needs to be news, brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Download their smartphone app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has a lot to snooze to cover. So what's going on in the world of lawlessness there, Rick?
Well, we're very lucky that we have professional football, basketball, hockey, and let's see, is there another one? There, we have everything. Baseball, yeah. Football, basketball, hockey, all big
soccer.
League teams. And soccer, yes. Now imagine going to one of those games and being able to legally bet on who will win right in the ballpark. A bill proposed by Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Pete would make that and potentially other methods of sports gambling legal in Florida and allow the state to get tax revenue on money currently being wagered illegally. Now, when Oregon rolled out sports gambling as part of the state's lottery system earlier this week, the demand to sign in and place bets temporarily took down their website. Boom. There's a $150 billion illicit market today. We're just trying to take it out of the shadows and bring it into the sunshine,
yeah.
Senator Brandis said.
And collect taxes.
Much like Oregon, he said Florida would run its program through the existing lottery system that would allow people 21 years or older to make bets on sporting events at licensed kiosks like those already selling lotto tickets. He said the kiosks could be virtually anywhere, including in the sports venues. Surprising. Now we'll see what the leagues have to say about that.
Exactly.
So,
you used to be able to do that and you'd get arrested.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, right now, a 20-year-old Florida man who's sitting in the clink was arrested last Friday after attempting to race a police officer on a highway. He told authorities he was just trying to go fast. Connor Michael Prolika of Tampa was detained by a Clearwater police officer shortly after 2 in the morning on November 22nd and is facing a charge of racing on the highways. The suspect violated his probation linked to charges in Hillsborough County, the Tampa Bay Times reported. Prolika told authorities he'd not been aware that the other driver was a police officer, according to the arrest affidavit published by the Pinellas County clerk. The incident took place on the Courtney Campbell Causeway, which is about 10 miles, a stretch of road about 10 miles long, running between Tampa and Clearwater. I'll bet it's straight and wide and looked good.
Oh, yeah.
Police didn't say if the Clearwater officer had been driving a patrol car or an unmarked vehicle. Details of the suspect's car were also unreleased. The arrest report said Prolika was observed driving eastbound on the causeway trying to bait this officer to race him. Come on, buddy, let's go.
You know, that guy needs to move into Palm Beach County because the sheriff there has a program called Beat the Heat. And it's a drag racing program. I went out and covered that one time. It was really neat. They have a little truck that's got a great big Hemi in it, and it goes real fast. And they challenge, don't race on the roads. Come to the drag strip and beat the heat.
Wow.
It's really a good program.
Let's try it.
Go ahead.
We ought to try it sometime.
Okay, rev it up.
The baiting consisted of revving up the engine of the defendant, reaching speeds of 124 miles per hour with wanton disregard for other motorists. The officer made contact with the offender and was advised by the defendant that he was just trying to go fast. I didn't know you were a cop.
Yeah.
The arrest was verified by a charge sheet published by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, which confirmed the suspect had been accused of violating probation of two earlier felony charges, grand theft and possession of a controlled substance. New bond was set at a reasonable $250.
I'll take it.
Alexa is in the news. Did he do it is the question you were asking. A smart device could be a witness in a suspicious Florida death. Sylvia Galva Crespo killed by a spear to the chest in her own home.
Ew.
The Echo may hold evidence as husband was charged. Calling the witness, Alexa, police in Florida are investigating whether they have stumbled on a silent witness to this murder, and they're trying to get the truth from Alexa.
Mm.
Sylvia was killed by a spear to the chest in her home in Hallandale Beach, north of Miami, in July, which her husband, Adam Crespo, 43, has portrayed as a mysterious accident.
Well, some call it a spear, some call it an arrow.
Whatever it was, yeah. It hurt. Police believe the Amazon Echo smart speaker device in the home, known as Alexa because of the common wake word to use to activate it, may have heard and recorded something relevant during the fatal altercation when the couple argued after a night out, the Sun Sentinel reported. It's believed the evidence of crimes, audio recordings capturing the attack on the victim that occurred in the main bedroom may be found on the server maintained by or for Amazon. Adam Crespo is charged with second-degree murder. Mm. Now, we did receive recordings, and we were in the process of analyzing the information that was sent to us, according to the Hallandale Beach Police Department.
You know what I do with Alexa?
No.
It's really cool. If you go to someone's house, they have Alexa.
Yes.
I usually say, Alexa, wake me up at 3:15 in the morning, and then leave. And then at 3:15 in the morning, that person gets woke up.
You ever get a call on
that's
that?
That's a nasty trick, huh?
That is a nasty trick, Alan. And you're a nasty guy if you're doing that more than not.
Yeah, I did it, but my daughter caught me and
good.
She made me take it off.
Remind me not to invite Alan to my house.
There you go. Me
it.
Too.
You have Alexa, right? There you go. I also buy stuff, but all right. You got any more news there?
No, actually, we're done with the news, but we do have an interesting scammer coming up. Florida is number one in scams against millennials.
Oh,
not
really?
Senior, yes. And how do we stop robocalls? It won't be easy. You need to protect yourself.
Maybe they deserve it, the millennials.
Well, obviously, you're not one. And lower your cable bill, not with a scammer who calls you. We'll tell you how to recognize a spoofing call.
Yeah,
spoofing.
That what that is?
That's a spoof, yep.
All right. Well, let's spoof it.
Okay.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
All right. Luke Sherlock is still with us, and we welcome him back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. Luke, thanks for taking your Saturday off and coming in here and hanging out with us.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yes.
Couldn't imagine a better way to spend my Saturday.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Hey, listen, we talked a little bit earlier, and we have the scammer segment coming up here shortly. And I said, do you know of any real estate scams? And you said you did. What?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of real estate scams going on. The most prevalent one that's traveling around right now is an email scam involving wire transfer instructions.
Wire transfer? What's that? The house, the title, the deed, the money?
The money.
Okay,
so,
right.
You know, towards the end of the deal, and sometimes early in the deal, either for the deposit or the cash to close, the buyer is typically going to wire money to the closing agent.
Sometimes
my office, sometimes it's a different office.
But right.
In any event, we've got to get the wire instructions to the buyer so the buyer can initiate that, you know, go down to their bank and initiate that wire to us for closing.
Right.
And what's been happening, and it's not just here in Florida, but throughout the country. Scammers are breaking into email accounts of title agents, closing agents, attorneys, other people involved in a real estate transaction. Even real estate agents are not immune to this.
Wow.
And looking for a conversation, an email conversation, where there's going to be a discussion of wire instructions. And once they see the email come with, hey, these are my wire instructions, send me $80,000.
Right.
The scammer steals that email, so it doesn't get delivered to the recipient,
right.
And then they send their own email, typically mimicking the sender's email and trying to mimic being the sender.
So they get the 80 grand.
And they include their own wire instructions. And, you know, unfortunately, people have fallen victim to this. I even had a client who fell victim to this, where this was on a commercial deal. They put my firm's wire instructions in their prospectus.
Mm-hmm.
One of the investors was supposed to wire my trust account. You know, I think it was $80,000.
Right.
Right. And the investor emailed the wire instructions to their property manager. Unbeknownst to the property manager, their account had been hacked.
Right.
And so the email she got looked like it came from the investor, but in fact, it came from a scammer.
Oh, Lord.
And she wired $80,000 to some account in Atlanta, Georgia, and they ran off with the 80 grand. And then my client hired me to fix it.
That must have been, how did you fix that? That must have been an effort.
Well, we started with the bank, and it was Bank of America who can be good and they can be bad. I use Bank of America, and they can be great, but it's sometimes they're a little bit slow in reacting to things. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they froze that account. We were able to recover about $40,000 from the mm-hmm. bank account, but $40,000
wow.
was gone. And then, you know, we put in a claim against the E&O insurance of the property manager, and their insurance company ended up paying up the balance.
So somebody got 40 grand.
Yeah. He made off with 40 grand.
Michael on line two. Hey, Mike, are you in there?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how you doing today? Welcome to the show. You have a question?
Yes.
Fire away. You're on the air.
Okay, so I'm down in Miami Springs. I'm a realtor. I do prefer when my buyers and sellers have an attorney so they can get their own professional legal advice on options, give some peace of mind. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, in the home buying process, when should a buyer or a seller first look at retaining a real estate attorney?
Thanks, Mike. Good to hear from you. That would be, you know, your first call in real estate ought to be to an attorney, because typically the attorneys, you know, not only are they going to walk you through what the process is, they have realtors and mortgage brokers and other professionals that they work with and that they know and they trust, and they know is going to do a good job for the client, and can refer the potential buyer or seller to those folks. But definitely getting the attorney involved as soon as possible is the best answer.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Did we settle your quest?
Works for me. I always prefer having an attorney involved.
Absolutely.
Don't want to step on their toes.
Great.
Give legal advice that people should give. That's great.
I appreciate you calling in. Thanks. Miami, huh? That's a trek, huh? Wow. So
I handle deals all over the state of Florida, and Miami is not the furthest away I've been. I've handled deals as far as the Panhandle, Pensacola, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Tampa, Orlando, all the way down to Key West as well.
Have car, will drive. I'm with you on that. You know, back on the scamming thing, we were talking about, you said something about people will send you a letter and ask for a copy of their deed.
Sure. I'll walk you through
that. What's that all
about? Yeah. Anytime you record a deed, what happens is there's this company, and for whatever reason, they're still operating. I don't know why the Attorney General hasn't shut them down. But in any event, they will send you a letter saying, hey, for $80, I'll get you a certified copy of your warranty deed, which you need, and they make it sound, you know, real important that you have to have this document.
Have it,
and first of all, you don't need it. But second of all, they're offering to provide this service for $80. And if you go down to the clerk of courts yourself, you can get it done for about $4.50.
I love those kind of scams. Yeah. That's great.
You've got to be very careful out there. Everyone's always trying to get your money. Mm-hmm. And I always like to say it's, you know, trust but confirm.
Okay. You're almost close to Reagan. What did he say? Trust but verify?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's right. You like Reagan, right? Okay.
Reagan was a great president.
All right, we'll let you
Let's
stay on the show.
Let's not get into politics.
Yeah. No, the politics is exactly what we don't want to get into. So, wow. The caller made a good point, though. You know, when is the time to call for an attorney? And apparently, right at the beginning.
It's the first call ought to be to the attorney. Unfortunately, most people will start their search these days on the internet. You know, they'll say, hey, honey, let's go buy a house. And right. Well, where do you want to buy? Let's see what we can afford. And they jump on Zillow or whatever site they're looking at.
Right.
And they start to shop. But somewhere in that process, once they start to get serious about it, they ought to be picking up the phone and calling the real estate attorney.
Right. Well, if not, then Alexis will hear you say that, and then they'll call an attorney for you.
Maybe I need to get on with Amazon and start advertising.
How has the technological boom changed your profession? Like you said, you have to now worry about being hacked into at your own office. That never happened before.
It's a balance. So there are a lot of great things that have come out of technology for real estate transactions, beginning with, you know, a lot of the recording that we used to have to hand deliver to the courthouse, we can do online these days. Within the transaction itself, we have e-signature features.
Right.
And even most recently, the Florida legislature passed a law making it legal for notaries to do e-signing.
Oh,
and there's
no
certain
kidding.
Certificates and training you have to have.
Wow.
But pretty soon, the entire process is going to be available electronically. And there's some outfits out there already that are doing it electronically.
Wow. All right. Jennifer is on the line, and she has a question for you, Luke. Jennifer, how are you? You're on the air.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Glad you called.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Luke. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the football games? Jennifer's a friend of mine.
It's a good football day, but yeah, I just wanted to call in, and you know, I've worked with Luke both as a seller. He's actually done some transactional work for me from the seller side, as well as a real estate agent, referring him to some of my clients. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of having a real estate attorney involved in a transaction. And you know, as Luke said, the amount of issues that can come up as you're coming down the road are just substantial. And even when I'm working with other realtors who have been in the business 30 years, you'd be surprised at how many things can come up at the closing table. And, you know, it really is important to have that extra pair of eyes and somebody who's gone over every possible catastrophe that could possibly happen in a transaction on your team.
Wow. Well, it's like they say, you don't know what you don't know. And it's good to have someone in there that does know. And that's why
Agreed.
We have Luke. Yeah.
Thanks, Jen. I appreciate that. And Jen and I worked on a lot of deals together. And
nice.
You know, luckily we're able to get them all to closings.
She sounds tall. we're running out of time here, Jennifer, but thanks for calling in. We appreciate
your call. Thanks a bunch.
Have a
great day.
Thank you, Jen.
You bet. And I hope whoever you're rooting for wins the game, right? There you go. Hey, Luke Sherlock, thanks for being on the show today. We appreciate you coming in and taking your Saturday with us, and I know we'll have you back again.
No, thank you, gentlemen. It's been fantastic, and enjoyed both of you.
You bet.
Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group, your small town personal injury lawyer with offices throughout Palm Beach County, is here to help you before you suffer an accident or injury. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help all day, all night, and all week. Just a click away or call 561-570-5700.
All right, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, along with our show producer, Rick Snyder, with a message for those afflicted with cyberphobia.
What's that, Al?
Cyberphobia. Are you afraid of computers? then fear no more. The best way to overcome a fear is to face it head on. So simply take out your smartphone if you're not driving and text the word ROBES to 474747 and get peace of mind knowing that your legal representation is in the palm of your hand. Got it? Get it. Problem solved.
Nothing to it.
Okay. And now it's time to hammer the scammer, as the show producer predicted. Rick?
Yes.
We have a lot of scammers out there, and I'd like to know just exactly, you said you're going to help us fight robocalls?
Yeah, that's correct.
How do we do that?
Well, first of all, it's very hard. For one thing, it's tough to tell where they're actually coming from, despite what it says on your screen. Mm-hmm. I actually had a call a few weeks ago from my own number. Huh? How'd that happen? So you can set up a voice over IP system somewhere in India, wherever you want, the Philippines, and you make the call appear as if it's coming from the U.S. It's really hard to find them. So what ends up happening is that you are chasing ghosts if you're trying to chase these people down. Senior citizens are often a targeted group of voice call fraud. This week, the Wall Street Journal reported the story of an oncology nurse who lost $340,000 from a scam that began with a robocall. The caller convinced the nurse that her identity had been stolen, kept her in an isolated and fearful state, they're very good at that, and persuaded her to transfer her retirement savings. Elder abuse, a big thing, and it's not only a big thing on robocalls. It's also a big thing when they actually call the bank and they say, I'm the son and or daughter of that senior citizen, and steal their money from that angle. Yeah, the banks are very well aware of this, obviously. While it might seem impossible to stop robocalls, and here's the secret, consumers have to take some steps to protect themselves. Sometimes the first indication you're going to get a robocall is a silent call. So you often just get a call and no one's on the other end. And what ends up happening there is they're trying to see if you would even pick up a call. The fact that you pick up and you hear silence on the other end indicates to the scammer that you are susceptible, most susceptible, to a robocall. The best way to avoid robocalls is be wary and diligent. If the number on your screen is not familiar, don't answer.
Don't answer.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the best way.
If you do happen to pick up that first call, then on subsequent calls, what you need to do is be aware that when people are asking you to, I'm from your bank, I'm from your insurance, I'm from the IRS, you always need to go to the website they're referring to, call the number of your bank or insurance to ensure that it's really your bank calling you as opposed to doing everything at their bidding. They will call. It's really on you to protect yourself from these robocalls, and that's how to stop them. It's almost impossible to track them from the source.
There are some apps that you can, I think AT&T has an app that will recognize scammer calls.
Check Google and check your app store. Now, when it comes to scams, Florida's still number one with millennials, not seniors.
All right, we're number one.
Yeah. which are you, Alice? A millennial or a senior?
I'm not a millennial.
3 million consumer complaints made to the Federal Trade Commission in 2018. We are number one for fraud, number four for, I mean, we being Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Number four for identity theft. That's according to the latest FTC data. 1.4 million frauds reported to the agency. More than 210,000 consumers in Florida made complaints with losses of more than $84 million. That's up $54 million in 2017. Georgia and Nevada rounded out the top three states reporting fraud per 100,000 in population. Scams, imposter scams, telephone services, ship at home catalog sales. In other words, join up now, give us your information, and you can ship stuff from home. You'll get a lot of money doing that. No, another scam. Florida, the top frauds were debt collection, identity theft, and imposter scams. Credit card, bank, and utility frauds are also right up there in popularity with the scammers. Floridians made more than 38,000 reports, number four on the list in scams. Florida cities that were among the 50 metropolitan areas ranked for fraud. Homosassa Springs was first, Jacksonville third, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm 15th, and Orlando came in at 19th, and consumers reported losing a total of $1.48 billion.
Billion with a B.
Billion with a B. Wow. Median losses, $375 bucks, a lot of small ones, but they do add up quickly. In a twist, tricksters were most successful scamming millennials. 43% of adults 20 to 29 reported being bilked out of an average of $400. About 15% of senior citizens in their 70s reported fraud, losing an average of $750. 80 and over lost the most, approximately $1,700 per individual scam.
Wow.
It's tough.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't care. They're mean and they'll come after you.
Oh, absolutely.
And they can scare you because they got you on the phone.
All right, here's a little message for you millennials that are out there. I think I said this a week or so ago, and I'm sorry to repeat it, but it's really an important thing to do. If you buy a lot of items online, it would be best to go get yourself a bank card and keep a very, very, very low balance on that card. Like I'm talking $3 or $4 balance. That way I charged something and there was a continuation. I was going to get charged every month, but I didn't see the little tiny small print that said, you know, you'll be charged every month. And I got a notice from my credit card that said, hey, we're not going to pay that because it's $80 and you only have $4 left in the account, which is exactly what I intended it to do. And it protected me. I didn't get jammed with that $80.
You got all the good stuff there, Alan.
All the tricks, you bet.
There is a lower your cable bill scam now becoming popular. A woman received an unknown call at her home. Her cable company was showing on her caller ID, so she answered it. Why not? It's the cable company. It was a scam. They get the number, they spoof the number, and then you are scammed. So really be careful. If you think it's the cable company, ask them this question. What's my account number? Ask them for your account number.
Absolutely.
If they're doing business with you, they've got your sheet right in front of them, they'll be able to tell you. And we'll scam the scammers eventually.
I love it. Let's scam them all, right?
Got them.
If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group is your Palm Beach County personal injury lawyer. Unlike other law firms, we try to help before you suffer an accident. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help you all day, all night, all week. Just a click away.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm your host and non-legal orator, Alan Mason, along with witness number two, our ineffable show producer, Rick Snyder. You know, Rick, no one knows when an accident's going to happen. They just happen. So the best time to learn about what to do or not to do is before the accident, not after. That's just common sense. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident, in some cases, could determine the outcome of your settlement. That's why the Robes Law Group created their legal advice workshop. The next meeting is December the 18th at their Delray location. And the program begins at 6 p.m. and continues for 30 minutes with a question and answer session right afterwards. Robes chips in the snacks and beverages. And remember, when you leave their workshop, you'll have all the knowledge you need to handle yourself as a professional at the scene of an accident. Folks, you need to know your legal rights. For more information about this valuable workshop, call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com.
The next one is on the 18th of December?
The 18th of December, okay. If I neglected to say that. And it's really a lot of fun. You would think it would just be a boring thing, sit there and talk. No, they really have some good information. And let me tell you, the police are well-trained. Everybody else on the scene is well-trained. Everybody's well-trained, but you. And this is how you take care of that, all right? All right. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Tune into Lifestyles and the Law Today every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. right here on West Palm Beach's flagship station, WJNO AM 1290. Remember, the scammers are out there. Next week, we'll reveal an everyday scam that could cause you to listen to the song Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs repeatedly, you know? That's all the time we have left today. We hope our mission was not impossible and legal knowledge ebbs and flows through the applicable medias. Show is underwritten by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida, and originates from the iHeart Studios in West Palm Beach, Florida. Executive producer John Mitchell, show producer Rick Snyder, audio engineer John Nutter, and I'm your host, Alan Mason. See you next week.